For people who don't drink, Margaret Frank and Peter Moon have spent a lot of time in bars. He's the leader of a rock band that's played plenty of bar gigs through the years. She's his lyricist and partner. Both became concerned a long time ago about what might happen to their audiences after the show's end.
Driving home, driving slow, driving stone.
More than a decade worth of songs inspired by those worries have become a rock opera about addiction and rehab. As WPLN's Nina Cardona reports, the creators of Fix hope it will help new audiences recognize when it's time to seek out recovery.
The idea that a piece of theater could affect that kind of decision may seem like a stretch, but lyricist Margaret Frank says it has happened. 2 years ago, to be exact, when a portion of Vix, still in development at that point, was performed at the Tennessee Governor School for the Arts.
It was parents' night, and we actually got a mother that came out of the show and said, "My kid's in trouble." And it was a matter of hours where they got the kid out of jail and put him into rehab.
What that mother saw was not exactly the kind of show the label rock opera might bring to mind. The parts aren't played by actors who both sing and dance their way through the story. Instead, singers perform from the side of the stage while professional dancers carry out the action. In rehearsal, choreographer Jennifer Harwell guides dancers Brandon Sears and Carrie Giroux through a pivotal moment from the first act as a woman decides she has to leave the man she loves. His drinking has become too much.
So it hurts your ego, which is why if initially when that happens, if you need to like not look at her, like,
yeah,
did that
right,
just really
right.
happen? Really? And then it's like dagger eyes.
Of course, because yeah. my ego is hurt.
And she never looks back. She's made the choice and she's done.
Well, she's attempting to make a choice here. It's codependency at its best.
And at its most real, according to Cheryl Brown. Brown is the outreach director for The Ranch, a residential rehab center in Hickman County that's sponsoring the play.
In our own effort to keep ourselves okay, we'll come up with all kinds of rationalizations about, well, I'm not that bad yet. But it's the family members, it's the loved ones holding up the mirror saying, hey, you know, we're concerned about you.
Brown thinks the Fix has the potential to hold up that mirror to audience members, too.
When people can see something or hear something, then they go, I do that. It resonates with them.
So go on and write me off your list, because I am still a frog despite your kiss.
Brown says that moment, that realization, has to happen before someone can get help. There will be information about rehab programs in the lobby just in case someone needs it. And Margaret Frank, the lyricist, says her goal is to tear down any inhibitions people might have about walking to those tables and picking up the brochures.
I am just like everyone.
And if you can just remove that shame from the disease, they'll go get help. And also, I mean, 15 dancers on the stage, I mean, that makes recovery look really inviting. I mean, they're really attractive dancers.
We put on our faces and try so hard to feel anything.
Fix will be performed in full for the first time tomorrow night at Vanderbilt's Ingram Hall. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Nina Cardona.